Rashmi Nayar and Scott Reed with you. It's very cold, coldest night in many years in the city of Toronto, and the city has a plan. They are not turning anyone away from the shelters or the warming centers, although we do know many are at capacity. But to learn more of what that experience is like, what the efforts are, and some numbers behind those efforts, we are very happy to welcome to The Rush Gord Tanner, Director of Homelessness Initiatives and Prevention Services at the City of Toronto. Hi, Gord.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Gord, let's start with expectations. You've got four warming centers. Usually we have three. There are four open tonight. What kind of capacity does that mean? Like how many hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands? I hope I don't sound stupid, but you know, how many people might be accommodated? And do you have any notion of what you might expect on a night that's this terrifically and horribly cold?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for the question. You know, currently in the city of Toronto, we are running 9,000 permanent shelter beds in our system. And as we approach this week and approach today, actually, as you say, which will be the coldest day we've seen in some time, we've been working very closely with our community partners to add just over 400 additional spaces to both include our warming centers as well as additional spaces that we've created in our shelter system across the city.
So when someone who is vulnerable is looking to get out of the cold, what would their experience be like in trying to find a shelter bed or space in a warming center?
So a few things they could do on this day. One is call our central intake phone service, which can be accessed through 311, and our call agents there can assist in directing a person to an available space in the shelter program. Or alternatively, they could show up to one of the four warming centers that is activated. And, you know, although those programs were created with a certain capacity and cots, you know, they're in buildings that we are just, you know, allowing people to come into and stay warm given the extreme cold temperature.
Gord, take me inside one of these warming centers because I've never been in one of them. So I'm going to walk through the doors. What am I going to encounter? Will there be a desk there with folks who will say, hi, this is who we are. This is how it works. Am I going to get served tea? Are there foodstuffs? Like, you know, just... And who's in there? And like, just walk me through the experience. What am I going to encounter there?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, these programs are run by skilled staff. Some of them are city staff. Some of them are staff from our community partners. So, you know, as you'd walk through the door, you would, you know, meet or see a staff person that would welcome you in. You know, there'd be a variety of cots set up in the space that people could be assigned to and, you know, where they could seek some relief. And certainly, you know, there would be some hot beverages and some food that would be delivered throughout the course of a 24-hour period at the site as well. You know, in terms of who we're seeing in the warming centers, you know, it's a variety of people. Really, unfortunately, we're seeing far too many people experiencing homelessness in the city of Toronto. You'd see young people, you'd see seniors, you'd see people with pets, some individuals that have, you know, been living outside, maybe at an encampment or under a bridge that is seeking to come indoors just because of the very cold temperature. And of course, we've got a whole fan of street outreach workers working alongside, you know, people from faith communities and volunteers across the city that are out there trying to connect with people just with the very message to come indoors for this very cold evening.
Gord Tanner is the Director of Homelessness Initiatives and Prevention Services at the City of Toronto. How much does homelessness cost the City of Toronto, Gord?
Well, you know, there's a financial cost, and I'll tell you, in our proposed 2023 budget to the city, you know, the cost is $707 million. But, you know, beyond the financial cost of delivering these emergency services, you know, there's a financial toll on the healthcare system, on emergency departments, and beyond that, there's a human toll to this crisis. And, you know, we can't put a price beside that. But, you know, certainly we're working very hard to, you know, build more supportive housing than we have in decades in this city with the support of the federal government. What we really need right now is some more provincial funding to provide the supports that people need to be successful in housing and frankly, a strategy for the province, right? Toronto is not the only municipality dealing with these challenging issues. We need a provincial strategy to, you know, develop some long-term plans and targets to reduce and eliminate chronic homelessness in the province.
If you were to have the province's ear, what would the price tag be?
Well, I mean, the price tag could continue to be what we invest in these emergency services, or frankly, could be much lower if we actually build the supportive housing that people need. We know that supportive housing is more cost effective than the price tag that we're proposing in our budget, you know, just in a couple of weeks before City Council. So, you know, it's not a cheap thing to build housing, but, you know, we need to look at how we want to live as a community, as in a society, and frankly, everyone deserves a safe place to call home, and that's really, you know, what we hope to see in the future.
We have 9,000 shelter beds. We've heard from outreach support workers. I'm thinking of University Health Network's Dr. Andrew Buzzari, and they're saying, you know, when they call central intake, you know, more than 200 calls a night go unanswered. People are having a hard time finding a shelter bed. In your discussions as the Director of Homelessness Initiatives and Prevention Services at the City of Toronto, where is the hesitation in expanding the number of shelter beds available in the city? Why not make more available?
Well, you know, that's the fundamental question, right? I mean, we continue to add shelter beds to the system. And frankly, the system has doubled in size since, you know, in the past 5 years. And certainly we can continue to invest in building shelter beds. But that's not a sustainable solution to this issue. Frankly, health leaders like Andrew and other folks out there need to be focused on investing in supportive housing and also investing in the healthcare solutions that, you know, will prevent people from falling through the cracks and ending up in an emergency shelter program.
Gord, I'm not a government. I'm a person. People listening are people. What can we do to help? Like, if I wanted to volunteer time at a warming center, am I able to do that? If I wanted to contribute financially, make a donation directly, am I able to do that?
You know, we work with some amazing community-based partners throughout Toronto, and certainly, you know, at this time, finances are very difficult. So, you know, members of the public certainly could find a local community agency either providing daytime drop-in services or overnight shelter and contribute financially. And many organizations also, you know, welcome the support of volunteers to support them in the work that they do. So, certainly, you know, all Torontonians have a role to play in this very serious issue. And, you know, we'd welcome their support, whether it's offering a few hours of their time or offering a financial contribution.
I really appreciate this discussion. Thank you so much for making time for us. I hope you'll join us again.
I really appreciate you having me. Take good care.
Thank you. Gord Tanner is the Director of Homelessness Initiatives and Prevention Services at the City of Toronto as we anticipate what will be one of the coldest nights in the last few years in the City of Toronto. And we do know that the city is willing to accept anyone and everyone in their shelter system. 9,000 beds, Gord pointing out that number doubled. It doubled 5 years ago. We had 4,500 and now we're at 9,000. These warming centers are open for anyone who needs some shelter out from the cold. It is fatally frigid out there. So if you know someone, get them somewhere warm as soon as possible.